Red Film Radio.
Red Film Radio.
Interview.
Interview.
Red Film Radio, this is Chiara Nicoletti from Rome for the Italian premiere of Una Mujer Fantastica, a Fantastic Woman, and with the director Sebastian Lelio. The film relies totally on the protagonist's shoulders, so I was wondering, how did you find Daniela? Would you tell us more about it?
Well, at the beginning, we were looking for a cultural consultant and not yet for an actress. I wanted to meet someone that could help me in the process of writing. And then I met Daniela, and it was so mind-blowing to meet her. And she became our consultant, and during several months we became Skype friends. I was living in Berlin, so she was always there to answer any questions. And then, just because of the natural process of the script writing, I realized that I really wanted to make the film, that I was not going to make it without a transgender actress, and that she was the one. She was Marina. So by the end of the writing process, I offered her the role, and she said yes.
Since you defined the film transgender, and there are some elements of the magic realism that weren't present, for example, in Gloria, even though there were similarities. How much of that came with Daniela, and how much was already in your mind this idea of experimenting and going beyond genres?
Well, in a certain way, this I call them bubble-like moments, just because in Latin America we have a certain... My generation has a certain distance with the idea of magical realism. But already in Gloria, there were a few moments that were aiming in that direction, maybe a bit more in a more shy way, but they were there. But this was like the perfect context to embrace that. And it happened gradually. It happened because... at some point, the idea of making a transgender film about a transgender woman appeared. So then I was suddenly free to, you know, to combine realism with a romantic film, with a thriller, with a funeral movie, with a portrait of someone real, and with this fantasy moments where suddenly the character is facing a strong windstorm, like in a Buster Keaton film, or flying 12 meters towards the camera, like in a Babsy Berkeley musical.
This is also a film on points of view, on looks. There's the character's look on Marina, the way they're looking at her and judging her, and then there's your look. After working with her as a script consultant, how did you work with her then in front of the camera?
Well, it was intense, because Daniela is a force of nature, but also she's quite young and not very experienced. So it was a very challenging task from a director's point of view. She's immensely talented, but it was hard to tame her. Yeah, that's the first part of the... But I agree. It's a film about point of view. And the game that the film proposes is triangular. We, the spectators, are watching the other characters judging her, calling her names, trying to define her. But by doing that, we see them revealing nothing about her, only revealing themselves. But sometimes, here and there, Marina is looking straight into the lens, like asking us, the spectators, what do you see? What do you see in me? Am I legitimate? Am I crazy? Do I have the right to do this? Do you connect with me or not? And so that's the game of the film. And that's why its attitude is closer to a question rather than an answer.
And we've been talking to Sebastian Lelio, director of A Fantastic Woman, Una Mujer Fantastica. coming out in Italy from October 18th. And this is Chiara Nicoletti for Fred, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio,
24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.